Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is Family Secrets, the secrets that are kept from us, the secrets we keep from others, and the secrets we keep from ourselves. I've heard from so many about your own family secrets and realize that what we are creating for each other on this podcast is a community for those who are looking for a safe and supportive space to unburden themselves. To that end, we've created a number for listeners to call in to record stories to share here in this space. This week, I'd like to share a few of those stories from our community. Thanks for listening.
My secret is one that most of my family is aware of and managed to keep from me for about 30 years without even a hint of what it was. So I grew up without knowing my father. My mother always told me that he was just too young for a child. And when he learned of her being pregnant, he just disappeared one day. It turns out that he actually wasn't that young. She had told me 19. He was in fact 25. And the reason he disappeared was because he was expecting a child with his future wife-to-be. So he chose them over us. So I have a half-sister who I grew up just two towns away from and had no knowledge of her. I actually only learned of her about 3 years ago when she herself contacted me. We have since met and have gotten to know each other. It's been wonderful. But even further tunnels, because obviously the learning of this has opened up a lot of facts and information regarding my entry into life that I never knew of. So when my mother became pregnant and my father left, she actually was institutionalized for the first couple months of her pregnancy. So that was something I didn't know. And furthermore, we actually have a third half-sister. Both our mothers are aware of this girl, but neither of them know what her name is. And my father, our father, is keeping that information to himself at this time. So we have no knowledge of her right now. But I have since spoken to my father. Not quite ready to meet him. It's still a pretty raw, sore emotion that I'm experiencing here. I've only been about 3 years with this information, so, and speaking to him was fairly recently. This podcast is pretty great, and it's been extremely helpful as I go through this myself. It's definitely been kind of a therapy, so thank you.
Hi there. So here's my secret. Recently, my mother-in-law passed away. She was diagnosed with her cancer, and less than 6 months later, she had died. So the secret that I'm keeping is that now that she's gone, I have moved in with my husband to help take care of my father-in-law, and who has Alzheimer's, and we have not told him that she has passed. It's scary to think that he doesn't know, but we can't risk the fact or the chance of him slipping and having something worse than having his Alzheimer's become worse than it is, and then him following her to the grave sooner than needed. So that's the secret. We deal with it constantly, and when he asks where everybody is, we just say that everybody's okay, that you're safe, you're at home, and everybody's okay. So that's the secret. Okay, thanks.
I want to thank you for this podcast and the community that you have brought together. I'm part of this community in that I was privy to a family secret. Right before I turned 21, my mother told me
that I had a full sister. I was raised as an only child, so this came as a huge surprise to me. But I found out that my parents had dated in high school, my mother had gotten pregnant, and her parents forced her to give my sister up. And she kept that secret from most of us for 20 years. And once she told me, she made me keep that secret because she was so embarrassed by what had happened. She told me I wasn't to look for her, I was not to tell anyone, and I kept that secret for more than 30 years. But my sister got a hold of an ancestry kit and was able to find a cousin who put her in contact with my father. And the day before my birthday in 2018, I spoke to my sister for the first time. And then I met her on my birthday this past summer. And I guess what I wanted to say to the people in this community is that some of these stories that began with secrets, began with embarrassment and pain, can really have wonderful outcomes. My sister and I have developed a wonderful relationship, and we talk on the phone regularly, and meeting her and her daughter was just absolutely wonderful and healing. And I wish for that kind of healing for every listener to this podcast. It can happen. So again, thank you for bringing this kind of community together, and I look forward to hearing more listener stories.
If you'd like to share your story, call 1-888-SECRET-0 and record your story. We won't be able to run all the stories, but we do want to shine a light on as many as we can. The number, again, is 1-888-SECRET and then the numeral 0.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.